But there's always more than that which you witness. There is the witnessing presence. Who is that? What is that? That's you. Some people call it the I Am. One person, an early 20th century spiritual teacher, Gurdjieff, whom some of you know, spoke of self-remembering. And really what he meant was to remember who it is that is doing this or experiencing this or perceiving this, not the story-based entity, not thinking, okay, I'm John Smith and I'm eating an apple. That's not it. No, John Smith is eating an apple at this moment. No, to sense that which knows, that which is aware, that in you that is aware that there is eating at this moment. So there's awareness of something, and at the same time, self-awareness of the deepest sense of I. And so that is in any, whether you're eating an apple, watching a tree, engaged in some kind of action or activity, or watching an inner feeling, there's always the manifested and the, one could say, the unmanifested. We called it sometimes the background and the foreground. In the foreground is what happens. In the background is the field, the I Am, the deepest I Am, in which whatever happens is happening. Now, it can happen that the background, that what we call here the background or the ground, which we could call being, the ground of being, it can happen that that ground is so intensely felt, realized, that what is occurring, one could almost say, is a shift. And this is how a deeply awakened being experiences the world. And that shift is what, as you are just awakening, what is foreground becomes the background. And that which you perceived as the background as you were awakening becomes so, it's realized in its vastness, that that becomes the foreground. In other words, your sense of beingness, the spacious field of presence, is so vast and all-fulfilling that whatever is happening is just a little, sometimes I call it a ripple on the surface of the ocean, is the event. And you feel your own being or being so strongly that that occupies the entire foreground. And any event is a background, a little background event. And so that is from that place, certain Indian teachers say the world is unreal. It's absurd if we take that as a philosophical proposition and then start believing in it. It doesn't make sense. You can claim 100 times that the world is unreal, but the next moment something happens and you react. So where's the unreality of the world if the world upsets you so much? It was only an idea in the head. But they talk from that place where to them whatever happens is like a dreamlike structure. They can see how quickly it appears, how quickly it disappears. An event, anything, is fleeting. Of course it is.